Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's episode, we are talking all about a springtime slim down. So really, this isn't like a slim down about losing weight. I kind of thought about talking about this topic today because I know we've had a lot of people who listen to the podcast who are around that age or have kids who are in spring break. And we all know spring break usually involves vacation and it involves bathing suits and it involves suddenly coming out of like the winter feeling of maybe hiding under sweaters. And you're obviously not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days. So these are just some things to really help you feel a little bit more de-bloated, a little bit more in your skin, and making sure that you're not holding on to any extra water weight or having digestive problems that are going to make you feel less than your fierce self.
Yes, definitely. Because I think not only do all of those sort of feelings of like, you know, shedding your sweaters and like, you know, getting back in, like into vacation, but also what happens in those kind of modes, like vacation mode, oftentimes is like, we start going like a little bit crazy. Like we're like, oh, like I'm on vacation. I'm going to try this food. I'm going to eat this. I'm not going to do my workouts and stuff. And then it doesn't help with this whole scenario. So doing these kinds of small, simple daily activities can really help get rid of that like bloat and get rid of those feelings around it, even if you are overindulging or doing something a little bit different out of the norm during this time.
Well, and it's one of those things too. I just find that like a lot of times, I don't know about you, but like going on vacation, it's like you spend this time in advance and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to watch what I'm eating. I'm upping my workouts, blah, blah, blah. And then like within day two, you're like doing things that are out of your normal routine. And then next thing you know, you like look like you've swallowed a bowling ball because you're like, you're so, your body's just like, what are you suddenly doing to me? Like, I'm not used to going from working out like a fiend or being like super healthy and then going into like, okay, now I'm just going to be like going to bed late, eating tons of food, drinking alcohol, like all of these things that aren't like an everyday occurrence.
Yeah, I would say I agree with that. The only thing I personally never prep for a vacation. Like I never actually think about those things. I used to when I was younger, but now I don't think about that. Like I never think like, oh, like I'm going on vacation soon. I got to up my workouts and stuff. It's just not something that ever crosses my mind anymore. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's good. I do, yeah. But not so much as the way I used to. Like I too used to be like, okay, like 1 month till like, you know, Mexico or whatever. And then I would be like, okay, I'm just going to tighten things up a bit. And like, you know, in terms of like, just, you know, maybe doing a bit more cardio as opposed to my weight training, you know, watching my diet a little bit more, but now I focus more on these things that we're talking about because I know the worst thing for me is number one, if I'm on my period. So I always like to see when my vacation time is around my period time, cause then I can just mentally accept it before.
I was going to say, you don't actually plan your vacations around your period timing, do you? Your cycles?
No, but like I know what my body is like during my cycle, right? So when I'm on, like if I'm like, okay, vacation is falling on my, while I'm going to be in my girly time, then I'm like, okay, just, I can mentally accept the fact that I know I'm going to be bloated and I'm going to be probably crampy for 2 days. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's things that I just kind of like, so when I mentally go into it, I'm not like something like, oh my God, I feel like all my pants are so tight or like, you know what I mean? I don't feel comfortable in my bathing suit. I'm just kind of like, I'm rocking my bloated bod. But when I don't have my period, these are some of the things that, just nutritionally wise and just kind of lifestyle wise that I try to focus on that just really help. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we're going to talk about, of course, is bloating, because it's something that is insane how many of not only like women we know, clients, even our students in the Fitness Academy, we talk a lot about bloating. And I talk a lot about this in the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program, because it's something that so many women deal with. It's crazy. So I want to talk about a few natural ways to kind of reduce bloating. And some of them are obviously like lifestyle wise. Some of them are just pretty much what we put in our bodies. But do you know what one of the things is that causes so much bloating, which is strange and I never put it together?
That's a big loaded question, because there's a lot of things that I would think. Like, I know not drinking enough water causes a lot of bloating, because it can make you actually bloat. I also know chewing.
I feel like we're doing one of our quizzes again.
I know chewing gum causes bloating, or it can cause bloating because of like excess air.
Yeah.
Same thing as like using straws or smoking too.
Well, yeah. So this is where ding, 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 you got those right, that most people don't put those together. They think, oh, it's something I ate, which of course it can be. It can be a food sensitivity, it can be mm-hmm. food intolerance, which are the most common causes of bloating. It's obviously something going irritating your guts, and your guts are saying, what the heck is in here? And your bacteria in your gut starts producing excess gas. But what a lot of people don't think about is chewing gum, or like you said, using straws, or smoking, or talking while they eat. Because what ends up happening is we end up in swallowing a lot of air, because through all of these ways, and that just is one of the simplest things to decrease your bloating, is just ditch like the gum, ditch the straws, obviously ditch the smoking. but just something that small can make a huge difference. I find the gum especially too, because gum has artificial sweeteners in it. Most gums, unless you have certain brands that are made with natural sweeteners, which I'm still trying to find one I like. The artificial sweeteners that are in gum, they actually are irritating to the gut as well. So they cause a lot of gas and a lot of bloating. So mm-hmm. just even by cutting your gum, you know, reducing the amount of obviously air, and just trying to be mindful, like even when you're eating, trying to be mindful on chewing more as well, because again, you will get bloated if your guts have to do extra work to break things down, and your digestive tract has to do more work than it needs to, where the first part of that should be actually the chewing. So if you actually chew properly, instead of just gulping down what we eat, which a ton of us do, and just being more cognizant of that whole process, you're going to help to reduce that as well. So that's kind of the first little thing. So if you're on vacation, ditch the gum, ditch the straws for your cocktails, drink out of the glass, chew your food. And then some things that I always like to do is adding in certain things that you can easily add into your diet that are really helpful with bloating are ginger, mm-hmm. lemon, and apple cider vinegar. So I always say start with ginger or lemon, because usually they're more to your taste buds. So really what it does is ginger actually encourages emptying of your stomach, and it actually speeds up your digestion. It also helps to soothe and relax all of your intestinal muscles and reduce spasms. So that's why, you know, again, like when you were a kid and when you were sick, or if you were throwing up and someone would say drink ginger ale. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like the new age, you know, the new age version of what it, like before previous traditional medicine, medicine makers, I guess, would do, is they would actually make a drink out of ginger root. But then that kind of progressed over time, like kind of how our broth, when we did our thing about broth, how kind of like broth turned into Lipton packaged soup. And we still think that now is good for us, but that's why, because ginger really helps to reduce those spasms and just really calm down your gut. So
mm-hmm. I know, like, even when you're like, even for like a lot of like pregnancy things, they say like there's like ginger drops that you can buy that's specifically for people that are nauseous, because it has like that calming effect. I was lucky I didn't have any of that nausea, but like definitely I've seen them, and I've heard a lot of people use them as a way to just kind of like fight that nausea and that bloated, like awful feeling that you sometimes get when you're pregnant, but you can use them even when you're not.
Completely. And that's a way, like if you're, so even in the springtime, and we're kind of in a shift in seasons too, right? Like we're talking about a springtime slim down slash, you know, kind of tying into spring break if you're away on spring break. But, you know, I always like these, we're kind of shifting into new seasons too. So it's always good to kind of, you know, take a look at what you're doing as well in terms of, you know, how you're feeling and little ways you can just kind of up your game, like up your nutrition game. So ginger, I always think, is such an easy addition. And just mm-hmm. even to add it in the morning or at night before you go to bed, having like some sliced up ginger root in like a cup of hot water, just let it steep for about 10 minutes. And then drink it. You know, before or after meals, I usually like to do ginger or peppermint after a meal. And then before a meal is usually when I do something like lemon and warm water, or apple cider vinegar, which I know a lot of us don't necessarily love. But that kind of really helps to get the digestive juices going. And also apple cider vinegar is actually one of the best things to reduce bloating in a moment. So if you actually feel super bloated and you have to go somewhere, if you take a shot of apple cider vinegar, usually that it will calm it down right away.
Like if you're about to like, you know, put on like your outfit. Yeah. And you're heading out the door and you're like, oh my gosh, the stress didn't feel this way. Then definitely try the apple cider vinegar. Even if it doesn't taste great, it might just be your quick fix solution for that moment. For sure.
Completely. And this is where too, you know, when we're talking about bloating before we move on to our next thing. So just, these are, again, they're just some natural things that you can do, but this is something I'm not that I don't really want to say, because we obviously don't want to suddenly just go into a short-term diet. But I know I've talked about this before on the podcast is that, you know, carbohydrates, they cause our body to retain water. So, even if, you know, not saying that you should cut out your carbohydrates, because we need them, but getting your carbohydrates in the more low glycemic form. So instead of having things like bread or pasta or any of like the starchier vegetables, just going for a lot more of like the leafier greens, things that are just lower in carbohydrates, lower in starch. And what's going to end up happening is you will feel less bloated because you're going to be retaining less water. So that is something that, you know, if you find that you are constantly puffy, try just switching up some of your carbohydrates, just for ones that are just lower glycemic. And you'll probably feel a lot better or have them earlier in the day, as opposed to later in the day if you're going to be going out at night.
Yeah, I was going to say earlier in the day is always like a really good solution too. Like if you're someone who's just like, no, I'm not really interested in like completely giving up those specific carbohydrates, just, you know, satisfy yourself in the morning or at lunchtime kind of thing, but then try to keep your dinners really light. And it does help. It does help. I find it really helps to like, you wake up and you feel lighter and you feel like, I don't know, but you don't have that same bloated vibe going on throughout the night. And like, I don't know. I find if I eat something really heavy, like bread or anything like that at nighttime, I always find my stomach is like super bloated by the time I go to bed. It's just not a comfortable way to go to sleep either.
Completely. It's a lot on the old digestive tract. The girl needs a break.
Definitely.
So those are just some things for bloating. So for anyone out there who, you know, it is around vacation time or you are feeling like, you know, you're away and you're having some foods that are different, you're causing a lot of bloating. Always number one, look at what you're eating because you just want to make sure that there's nothing that you have a food sensitivity to. So if you eat something and within like, you know, 20 minutes, you're feeling like, I always think you swallowed a bowling ball because it's crazy how much the stomach can expand when you're really bloated. Then it's like, you know right away that's a food you want to be avoiding. Then you can always add in some things like ginger, like we said, after your meals, having some warm water with lemon in the morning to start the digestive tract, or apple cider vinegar in a pinch when you need to get rid of that bloat.
Yeah.
And then also we want to ditch things like chewing gum, using straws, talking while we're eating, and really chew our food. So this way, if you just start to be a little bit more aware of these things, then you're going to be able to reduce that bloat in the moment.
Can I also add in to this, just a personal experience / something that you should also, like for anyone listening, also when you're talking about really looking at your diet and look at what you're intaking, if you are someone who is going to start looking at like some, you know, there is some processed foods out there that have sugar alcohols in them. Oh, and yeah. And I'm talking about this from personal experience because the other day, and I'm going to tell you guys this story because it's like crazy. I don't know if you've heard of Halo Top ice cream.
Oh and yeah. My sister was just like, oh my God, they have Halo Top in Canada. We're in Canada. So we don't get a lot of these products, these artificial sugar like products that you guys have in the States. So for us, when they come here, everyone's like, oh my God, what is this?
It's sold out across like every grocery store. It's bananas. So I found out that it was here, and knowing that my husband really likes ice cream and stuff like that, just because it's like, literally it's the same size as like a Haagen-Dazs pint, but it's like the same amount of calories for the whole pint as you would have for like one serving of Haagen-Dazs. So it's like crazy, like the amount of difference in terms of like calorie intake and fat intake and all that stuff. So I was like, let's just try it. Let's just see what it's about. Cause I'm curious too. And I'm someone who is like the Mythbuster, as you know, and I like to try things and see. And now I'm not saying that Halo, it tastes super delicious. It's so good.
Does it taste good?
so good. and we all we had was the chocolate or the vanilla because all the other flavors were sold out. Like literally there was like 4 pints on the shelf left in this huge showcase sort of end unit thing because it's like such a huge deal, right? And so David went and got us some. We tried it. I had like about a quarter of a pint of it, like just because I was like, this is really good. It tastes really delicious. That night, my stomach was so cramped. It hurt so bad. And then the next day, not a good vibe at all. For like the entire day, my stomach was sore. I had to go to the bathroom, lots of pains. And the reason why I'm telling you guys this is not to be gross. And it's not because Halo Top is not a great product. It's great. It's just that what I'm saying is that when you have things that you're buying, if your body, especially number one, if your body's not used to it, and number two, if there are sugar alcohols added to it, be aware of how that can affect your body. Because literally that night, both my husband and I were like, did we get food poisoning? What is this? But it was actually because of the sugar alcohols, because we don't have any food that have sugar alcohols in it normally on a regular basis. And even if we did, it's something that just a lot of times you can't process it. Also, something interesting about Halo Top is the way that they keep their calories down is it's actually whipped with air. Don't you find that so interesting? They actually whip their ice cream with air. So it's lighter. And it's technically, like, even if you hold the pint itself, it's actually, it feels lighter than any other ice cream because it's actually like about like a third air inside of it.
How it does that is
so interesting.
On the side note is, yeah. It's like the whipped cream cheese.
Yeah.
Basically, you're just getting less cream cheese in the pint. Like, yeah. And it's just, you know what I mean? A lighter form of it.
Yeah. But so anyways, I'm just telling you guys this because if you are someone who is like, okay, I'm going to try these different treats or I'm going to try these different things because I really want to try it. And then you find that you're super bloated or your stomach is really sore, you need to really pay attention. So when you were talking about look at your diet, look at the ingredient list as well. And that's my whole big point around this big story is look at the ingredients list because there are sugar alcohols in it. Oftentimes they're in like, you can find them in protein bars. You can find them in different like low calorie treats and stuff because they have to find some way to still make taste delicious and substitute out some of the regular sugars and put in artificial stuff, you know? And so it's kind of weird. And so if you are someone who's going to indulge in those things and you notice that immediately afterwards your stomach is bloated and then maybe the next day you feel really sick, just know that you are having a sensitivity to those sugar alcohols. So you either decide that like, those are nights that you're just staying in, you're just dealing with it, or you just stay away from it because you don't really love being in fetal position. So.
No, well, the thing with sugar alcohols too, it's interesting because they are from fruits and vegetables. They are from natural things, but we can only tolerate them in small amounts. And one of the major reasons is because they really upset our gut bacteria. So our bacteria feeds on the stuff. So whatever we put in our mouths, we're also feeding our guts, like our gut bacteria. We're not just giving our bodies energy. We're giving that good bacteria. They're like, yeah, lunchtime. You know what I mean? And like, you know, when you eat certain things and you have really stinky gas and you're like, what the hell? I don't even know what I ate. That's because those gut bacteria are literally like producing gas. So sugar alcohols in like more than even like a teaspoon can cause major, major, major gas. And like you said,
just major disruptions. Yeah.
But I think it's really good you brought that up too, because especially as women, all these food products are marketed towards us. So the majority, like think about that. Halo Top is completely sold out in all of our grocery stores. Well, because women see it as a diet product and think you could still have your cake and eat it too. You know,
They even have a birthday cake flavored version.
Yeah.
Literally, you can have your cake.
Your ice cream cake. At the end of the day, nothing is free, people. There is nothing that's free. There's nothing.
No, so it's like, that's why I said, it's like, if you're going to eat it, you got to plan to stay in fetal position because that's for all. Maybe not. Maybe some people are totally cool with it. I actually Googled it after just to see how many people with reviews would have the same experience because I'm just curious. Like that's how I am. And also that's what I do in the middle of the night when my baby wakes up as I read weird stuff. And there were some people that were like, nah, it doesn't affect me at all. I can eat the whole pint. No problem. Great. But then there was a lot of people that were kind of in the same position as me that were like, I tried it once. I can never do it again because it's just not good.
I'm going to check out the ingredients. But it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same with women who drink a lot of Diet Coke, a lot of the chewing gum. Like I said, it's all sugar alcohols or fake sugars. So like aspartame and things like that. So all of these products, which a lot of women are consuming, and you're wondering why you're bloated, again, do a quick inventory of like what you're eating and be like, how much fake sugars do I get in my body? And I promise if you reduce those, like I used to chew a ton of gum and I used to get bloated a lot. And I was like, what? But for me, it wasn't so much from the air, it was from the sugar alcohols.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, you used to eat gum like consistently.
Oh yeah. I could eat like a pack of gum, like after each other.
Yeah. I can't even chew gum anymore. It hurts my jaw. Anyways, we're digressing. We're supposed to be talking about a slim down and I totally started talking about sugar alcohols. I'm sorry. I thought it was just a very important piece that I experienced the other day that just, it just threw me off. And it's happened to me once before with sugar-free gummy bears, like way back in the day when I was on my Atkins low carb diet. So all I ate was sugar-free foods that just, so I like lived on like sugar-free bloated disaster. So I forgot what it felt like. So I really wanted to just bring it up because I think that it's something that sometimes we don't think about it. And we just think, like you said, we think it's fruit. Like we're like, oh sweet, I can eat this whole pint of ice cream and it's only 300 calories and I am winning in life, but that's going to be your cost. And I didn't eat, like I said, I ate a quarter of a pint. Like I only ate like one serving of what the whole thing would be, not because it's four servings per pint. I ate one serving out of it and I was floored. So just be weary of what you're putting into your body because it will affect you.
Ugh.
Yeah. Not good.
I'm going to check it out. So the next thing for a slim down is something that a lot of people don't get in the, when you're, you know, if you're heading into holidays time, is sleep. And it's such a grandma thing to say, but like the average adult we need, and this is from the National Sleep Foundation, we need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So I remember too, even for me, there was a point where I was like, oh my God, I could totally thrive on 5 hours of sleep, blah, blah, blah. But that, like, as I get older, it's like it catches up to me if I don't get sleep.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know there's an article I read, because I read a lot about sleep because I don't get a lot of it. Well, I do sometimes, but sometimes not. And just because of my daughter, not because I don't love it. But I read this article that said that if you're operating on a consistent basis of under 6 hours per night, you're actually operating as if you are intoxicated. So like your brain is actually functioning at such a low level that like you literally, like if you're driving, it's almost like you're impaired. Like everything becomes a little bit more challenging.
Oh, I can totally believe it.
Totally.
Like, and I believe it too. I don't know about you as well. Like when I'm tired, I'm hungry.
Like, oh my God, all I eat is like potatoes whenever I'm tired. I'm like, I just need to eat potatoes all day long. And it's weird. And I know it's just because it's like instant sugar for my body. Like it's like my body is like craving it because it needs this like instant energy or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, it's really messed up. I have to be very aware.
You're craving the simple carbohydrates because they're the easiest ones to break down. And that's why a lot of people crave carbs when they're tired, because it's our body's way to say, that's the quickest way I could turn this into sugar, which I can turn into energy for my body.
Exactly. So if you're someone who craves that a lot, you might want to look at your sleep patterns, because it could actually be your sleep patterns that are causing those cravings.
Well, yeah.
Outside of just habit.
Exactly. And this is where too, like there's actual hormones. So the two hormones, ghrelin and leptin. So ghrelin is actually what makes us feel hungry. So I was thinking about a gremlin when I try to explain this to our students. I'm like, it's like gremlin in your belly, like, grr, like that's like saying, I'm like, I'm hungry, feed me. Yeah. Leptin, I don't really have an analogy for that, but leptin is our basically tells us we're full. So when you're not getting enough sleep, those two hormones are affected. And that's why you're feeling more hungry, because your hormones don't have that proper regulation. And then your ghrelin is usually overactive and your leptin is underactive. So you're never feeling full if you are eating, and you're constantly feeling hungry. So it's, if you find you're snacking a lot, like you said, or you find that you're constantly hungry, get some sleep. And especially now, because the time for us, it's daylight savings time. So the time, like we're lighter earlier. Is it lighter earlier and later darker, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely longer, but which is good for a lot of us. Cause I also find too, that around February as well, because this is when our vitamin D is at its lowest, right? Because we've gone through the winter, we haven't replenished from the sun, and then that's when too vitamin D, if it's low, it'll also make you really hungry. So it's really great now because it's lighter later to be able to get outside a little bit more and get some sun on your face, even if it's just for 20 minutes. But that will also really help with those hormones. But definitely try to get to bed. Like, it's something that even I struggle with too. I don't have kids, but I have an overactive brain. So another thing that's really good too, there's actually a supplement, it's called GABA. Mm-hmm. It's all natural, and it just really helps to calm any racing minds, especially helps if you have to go to sleep. So you're not on sleeping pills like Vicodin or like, you know, the over-the-counter ones. You could try some natural things as well. I never recommend taking melatonin, which a lot of people take for sleep, just because it is such a powerful hormone in your own body that when you do take it superficially, it can be a little bit too much for you. So trying to do some more like calming, you know, breathing exercises, things like that, and then trying things like GABA are really good to help you sleep.
Mm-hmm. One technique too that I find, if you're someone who is feeling restless when you're in bed, is do some grounding movements before you actually go to bed. So, and they don't have to be like, you don't have to be a yogi or super flexible to be able to do these things. Literally, just even if you search online and you search for just like some hip opening exercises for yoga, and you just do like a couple of them, you just do like 5 minutes of hip opening stuff, because they say when you do hip opening stuff, it helps ground you to the earth. And so if you're feeling really anxious or really flighty or just kind of really restless, try doing that. And then also when you're laying in bed, you can actually do where you bring your feet together. It's called Supta Baddha Konasana, and you have your feet together with your knees just falling out to the side. And you just lay there with your palms beside, so your arms beside you with your palms facing up towards the ceiling, or your palms facing down towards the bed. Either way, whatever you're more comfortable. But if you just lay there, it's a gentle hip opener, and it just allows gravity to kind of do the work for you. So you're not actually pulling or pressing on your legs at all. You're just letting the gravity kind of let your legs fall open. But it helps ground you and feel more calm. So it's a really good way just to kind of help you get relaxed before you try to go to sleep.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two things that you can easily do, because, you know, again, we're not talking about, you know, counting calories or getting more exercise. These are just things you can do right now, because a lot of people, they want to do a spring slim down and like very quickly, as opposed to just starting focusing on getting their body, little things that will get their bodies easier in balance as opposed to fighting it. Mm-hmm. So the last thing, that I just want to say too, is that, you know, of course it's always to do with mindset. So stress management, it's crazy. Like, stress is the new smoking. Before they used to say, you know, that smoking was one of the biggest killers, which it still is, but stress is doing worse things to our body now than smoking is. So really trying to keep your mindset in one that's positive, trying to be able to, well, not even just your mindset as well, but trying to be able to like find a stress relief for whatever is going on in your life. And if that could be a support group, it could be therapy, it could be talking to a friend, going for a walk, exercising, whatever it is for you, but having an outlet that you specifically know in your mind, this is my stress outlet. Not like, oh, I'm stressed out and maybe I'll go do this, this, this. Have like one go-to thing that you kind of, you know that that's your thing you're going to do if you're overwhelmed. And it'll, for me, I know it makes me feel a lot calmer. You know what I mean? Like having, like, I know like this is my stress release,
yeah,
as opposed to having 50 stress releases. Like maybe I should take a bath. Maybe I should read a book. Maybe I should blah, blah, blah. Just think of one. So that way, you know, you're like, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed. This is what I need to, as my go-to.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, because if you have, it's like, if you're feeling stressed out, the last thing you want to do is just start to have to try to make decisions as well. You just want to have that one go-to that like, okay, this is what I do. I read. I take a break, I go for a walk, or I just, you know, for me, I like doing just like a little mini workout. Like if I'm feeling really anxious and like a lot of energy, I like to do like a little mini workout, even if it's just like 5 minutes of like, I just do some squats and push-ups and I immediately just like feel better. So find that thing that's definitely going to help you sort of disconnect from the stress and reconnect to yourself and feel a little bit more calm.
Yeah. And we know too, from stress, from what it does for health level, like for your overall health, but also when, you know, just in specifics back to our topic of the slim down, it is definitely something that is huge when it comes to losing weight. We talk about it a lot in our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program, really about the impact of stress on the body. It triggers your sympathetic nervous system. It literally will make you hold on to fat. And it just does so much bad stuff for us. And it's something that I just think I always, you know, we mentioned a lot in this podcast, but I think it's something that constantly needs to be talked about, because there's a lot of people who don't have an outlet and they haven't figured out yet a way to be able to manage this. I find not as much for women, because we do tend to talk a lot more for our roosters that are listening. But yeah, just have your one go-to. So whatever that is, just write it down, know what's your go-to, and then that way you can have it in your back pocket whenever you need it.
For sure. Okay.
So with that, we are going to wrap this puppy up. So hopefully you guys learned a little bit today, some easy ways to get your body feeling good. So this is more about being comfortable in your skin, especially as the seasons change, just really trying to, you know, get out and enjoy yourself and make sure your body's feeling, you know, good through treating it well, getting lots of rest, reducing stress, dealing with that damn bloat. It gets all of us. It gets me all the time. I was feeling it this week. I was like down in the ginger tea. Okay. So of course, if you want more information on us, we have our upcoming programs. You can check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. We have our fitness and nutrition expert program. So if you're interested in getting certified in fitness, as well as a nutrition coach, we have that starting on March 28th. So you can check that out, like I said, at fitchicksacademy.com. We also have our holistic nutrition weight loss expert program, which starts April 24th. So both of these certifications, they're fully outlined. You can also check us out on Fitchicks Academy programs on Facebook, where we do a bunch of lives as well. And of course, we want to hear from you guys. So if there's anything you want to hear about or you want us to talk about in the podcast, please email us, message us, and we'll be sure to include it, because we definitely want to make sure that we are spreading the healthy love and giving you stuff that you can actually apply to your life.
Awesome.
Okay. So have a fabulous spring break wherever you are.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.